cryotherapy is catching on in the professional tennis world. In Focus on Technology, a handful of players at the Western and Southern Open took one or more side trips to a Mason spa that offers it. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. The tennis court can be punishing. And on the professional tour, players are looking for any advantage they can get. The answer may be in a full-body cryotherapy sauna. Kendall Jones owns Arctic Blast Cryo in Mason.
We actually got our first professional tennis player 2 years ago. And then last year we had a few come in, and then this year we've had a couple also.
Arctic Blast is just 10 minutes away from the Western and Southern Open. For privacy reasons, Jones couldn't say who came to get the treatment, but it's widely known Novak Djokovic, Stan Wawrinka, and Grigor Dimitrov like it. Rafael Nadal, who pulled out of this year's Western and Southern Open, uses cryotherapy often. UC's Dr. Brian Growy was one of the on-site physicians at the tennis tournament.
We've long known that ice, for example, cooling off the body, helps with recovery and healing. And cryotherapy allows for this cooling to occur in a more scientific fashion, a quicker fashion, and allows for a more efficient delivery of that cold therapy.
Cryotherapy goes way beyond the typical ice bath. Growy says it evenly controls the temperature throughout the body. Before being blasted by nitrogen gas, customers cover their hands, feet, and part of their faces. The temperature can reach more than minus 200 degrees Fahrenheit. But hey, it's only for 3 minutes.
While they're in there, they'll feel kind of prickly tingly towards the end. The body goes through vasoconstriction, which pushes all the blood to the core, rushes through all the main organs, and then when they step out is when the prickly and tingly sensation gets more intense.
Players do it because they feel better afterwards, but initially it's kind of brutal.
I would echo the brutal statement. Probably 10 out of 10 athletes would agree that it's brutal. Many of them actually don't like doing it. However, once they try it once or twice, typically they're pretty hooked. For both performance improvement standpoint, to get their bodies to recover faster. It's especially important for some of the things that these athletes do regarding traveling to different tournaments and playing multiple days of the week and then keeping on top of their game so that they can play the next week as well.
So how does this shock make you feel better? Growy says it helps with inflammation, for one.
So your inflammatory response is revved up either after an injury or after a match that's either long or short during practice, and the decreasing the body's temperature will allow to control and modulate that inflammatory response, so that will make them feel better. On a cellular level, it also helps with oxygenation and then also the metabolism of the cell to make sure that things are not as catabolic, where you're not breaking down muscle or anything like that. So it kind of halts that breakdown.
Some players use cryotherapy before and after a match. Who else goes to Arctic Blast Cryo? Owner Kendall Jones says teenagers recovering from surgery, football players, people suffering from chronic pain, and top athletes, including marathoners. The FDA hasn't approved cryotherapy, and the American Academy of Dermatology doesn't recommend it. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.